Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, it's all about the Labubu these days, which is something I never thought we would have to say. Something that I used to think was Allie's nickname for her girlfriend, excuse me, her wife.
That's Boobykins.
Boobykins. I thought you called her Labubu.
No.
Boobykins.
No, that's right. Boobykins.
Call her something way too valuable.
Boobykins is the nickname Allie has for her wife. And if there's nothing more gay than that for Pride Month, I don't know.
Ah, gay.
That's right. Thank you, Vanessa. We agree. Super gay.
It hurts my feelings.
But Labubu.
According to 562 from yesterday, they said Labubu is the new Monchichi, which, again, just makes no sense to me whatsoever.
And I also got Labubu confused with the thing that Omar's cousin was talking about when he was on with us, that little thing that goes around.
The Lucius.
Wreaks havoc or is a little prankster.
Yeah, but apparently we were just talking yesterday about how so many people are buying these. They're starting to go to China, buy a bunch of them, try and smuggle them into the U.S. People are spending $700-$800 on these. I think Prada's making them now, so I decided to tell Katie that I'd gotten her one.
And I don't think she wanted one, but it's one of these things where people didn't even know it existed, and now they know that everyone wants it. It's a real supply-demand thing, and then they'll go, I got to get a Labubu. And you go, this is no different than when Treasure Trolls first came out.
Totally.
Or whenever there was some sort of a must-have item that there was a shortage of, everyone just wanted to have one because it meant that
you had
the plug. Right. And there's always, I don't know how often it happens, if it's every 5 years or every couple of years, but there's always a thing.
Furbies and right. All that
Beanie
stuff.
Beanie Babies.
You can't get them. And then, I feel like, Omar, were you a Beanie Baby collector?
Me? No, hell no.
Struck me as a guy that would have been in.
No, I was a garbage pail kid collector. Yeah,
that
was
me. Strike you as a Beanie Baby collector.
Yeah. I don't know why. I feel like at some point.
I would be most offended by that striking you as something I would do.
I think that I could have seen Omar being.
What?
Because he's financially smart, that he could have been like, I figured out.
When I was a kid?
No, not as a child, but I thought maybe as an adult you would have done this. Figured out ones that had value and were able to pick them up. Well, Omar's always got like some.
Well, Omar, he does collect Coca-Cola.
Yeah, he's got Coca-Cola stuff, memorabilia. Yeah. He's got, everyone's got on the show, I think minus me because I just have no hobbies. Everyone's got some sort of a weird collection of stuff, right?
I don't have a collection of stuff. Plays.
Well, you have all that cat feces in your house.
I do collect cat feces.
Rat droppings.
Yeah, rat droppings and cat feces.
All right, poop. I do collect different types of poop.
Allie's a poop collector.
It'll be valuable.
This was Allie telling her wife the good news that she was going to order her a Labubu.
I already ordered it.
Oh, you already ordered it. Well, listen, it didn't go great.
I got you something.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Got you this.
What's that? That is horrific.
It's called a Labubu.
Now, what
and then this is the thing, is when people don't know what it is and then they're shown what a Labubu is, it is kind of disturbing.
Who is she referring to as horrific? This is you still, or you showed her the picture of
the feces?
Oh, she's just sitting in a pile of cat crap.
Horrific.
It's called a Labubu. I don't like it.
Oh, man. Is that what you were hoping for?
Well, I just wanted to gauge her reaction. I thought maybe she would at least appreciate that I bought her something.
Some people, if you said, hey, by the way, I got you a Labubu, would freak the F out.
They'd I think like, they were cool.
Are you serious? Of course, Jake would think they were cool.
This is almost as cool as my Cabbage Patch Kid.
It's like teenage, it's like young, emotional tweens and Jake. And then if I've seen some like high-end fashion people, because even my wife got wind of the Labubu. She didn't know what it was called, but she's like, I'm seeing these things pop up everywhere. What the hell are they?
How much time do you think is going to pass before a Labubu enters your home?
Zero. I have a Labubu-free house. And if a Labubu
dude,
moves
your
in,
daughter is totally going to get
it. Oh, yeah, your kids are going to want one.
I'm moving out. If a Labubu moves into my house, I'm moving out.
Easy trade.
I will not live
cool.
in the same
house.
This
good time.
Limited closet space can be taken
I
up
will
with Labubu.
Not live in the same house as Labubu, and I don't want to come across as racist or anything else, but I'm just not in my house.
They're really popular right now.
Why did you get that for me?
Because I thought you could start collecting them.
What?
They're like collectors. Like people are reselling these
why
for like
would,
hundreds of
dollars.
Why
would you think I want that?
Just shows how little you know her, which is great. You felt so confident that she was going to be excited about
and
this.
And notice the hope at the very beginning. I got you something. You did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was so excited. Yeah. And then so quickly, it's fallen apart.
That.
Because you like Hello Kitty.
What are you talking about? No, I don't.
Oh, no. So you thought because she likes Hello Kitty, she would also like this, but she doesn't even like Hello Kitty.
I don't know. I feel like she knows about that stuff. I don't know anything about Hello
Does
Kitty.
Does she know anything about your wife?
Apparently she doesn't like Hello Kitty. She's talked about it because she used to have a Karopi pen or some crap.
Does she have?
A pencil case.
So she's got one pencil case? You assume she means she likes Hello
I don't
Kitty?
Know, she's nostalgic. She talks about that old stuff all the time.
Well, I mean, the reaction she gave you here was like a full-on angry, like, no, I don't. I mean, really
don't
mad.
Don't you know me?
Because you like Hello Kitty.
What are you talking about? No, I don't.
Hey, you do. You like...
No, I don't.
That's a typical Allie again. Does not hear
yes,
what people...
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, she means he says...
Marcus Mumford all over again.
Your wife has an Oscar. No, she doesn't. Yes, she does. That same conversation Allie had with Marcus Mumford about his wife's Oscar. It was the... I don't like Hello Kitty. Yes, you do.
What's funny?
I'm not a child.
Karopi or whatever.
What are you talking about?
This is Labubu.
I don't like it. Send it back.
With its face. Like, that's terrifying.
Yeah, Prada's making these now.
Why would you get that for me? Why don't you get me something I want?
What am I going to get as overalls?
Allie.
It's
Allie, how much is it?
This was $200.
You are such a liar.
That's what she knew.
I hadn't even.
No
I
way.
Like flinched too when I said $200, even though it wasn't real.
Yeah, she knows there's no way El Cheapo spent $200 on a little doll. Not happening. So that was that's when it all fell apart.
Well,
it was $30.
I don't want it.
Well, there you have it.
A
beautiful little, we got to interact with a real-life lesbian relationship.
What's
right
funny
there.
Is that she's also whispering, even though no one else is in the house.
Well, she doesn't. She
she's
knows
embarrassed.
She's shameful. She doesn't want a neighbor to hear this conversation. Quick break. We're back with your news next, and then we get into a complete new hour of the show, perhaps the greatest hour of your life. It's all starting next on K-Rock.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.